ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
The essence of the church. The essence of the church. When the church is not clearly understood in its essence, in its purpose, we would have sorry issues, things that will make us have a headache. We'll be wondering, do we ever understood why we are the church? Essentially, the church is called ecclesia, called out. Don't ever forget it. That in the mind of God, He wanted to call out. Why? The place is already mixed up. Darkness, confusion, unnecessary affinity, oppression, confusion. And God said, I need a people called out. You must be called out of family ties. It's part of your when you become born again. And He demonstrated that. We saw that with Abraham. He even did that with Noah. Is that not so? He called them out into the ark. You see where God first started demonstrating the understanding of the church. He called them out of, so that He could know that, okay, these are the people in the world that wants to perish with the world. That ark was representing those that will belong to the church. It's a similitude. That's what they call it, Okogbala. You know, it's similitude, we call it the ark of salvation. When He wanted to release His own people to Israel, what did He do? He called them out of Egypt. Is that not so? So God has been calling out. So you see, in the act of God, God wants difference, distinction. That's why the church essentially is what? They called out once. You must be called out of family ties. You must be called out of tribal roots. You must be called out of locality mentality. You must be called out of the world system. That's why you find some people who claim to be born again, they are still doing a new festival. And they are in church. They are still doing Odunshu, Jam Festival. And they are at the same time deacons and elders. They are Christians and they are still bringing Ataria and Obi in the engagement list of a wedding. They are not called out of cultural understanding. You see, when you are a member of the church, it's a complete revolution. Hi. So you see people who came out of Egypt, but Egypt did not come out of them. So you see those who claim to be the church, who claim to come out of darkness, but who did not really come out. Is it ecclesia? Come out. Is it calling? Is it calling? Look at 1 Peter 2:9 again. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. You are what? Who is what? Called out of darkness into His marvelous light. It's called out. Now, you are called out of locality mentality. You know, you see some people, they say, you know, this our area, Yoruba land, our Igbo people. That's why you see some Christians who, after they have saved, if they don't build us in their village, and they are saved, and they have they will be laboring to look for money to build one in their village, just to make a name. They have not been called out. That's why, as a church, the first ministry is to ensure all the people that attend our church or our gathering, have they been called out? You must labor till they are, because until they are called out, they cannot be sent forth. It is those that are completely called out of the world that can be sent into the world to be light. So the church, which comprises of disciples, which comprises of the saints, which comprises of Christians, are saying the same thing. But the first emphasis is that you have to be a disciple. You have to be a disciple. You're not a Christian because your dad is a Christian. No. The Christianity in Africa largely, is not that of an experience. Largely. It's not, Christianity in Africa largely, is not born out of a conviction based on encounter and understanding of the Word of God. It was born out of parental relation, tribal possession. Our tribe is Christianity. My parents are Christians. So that's what you see. You find Christians who can sing worldly music. Is that not so? You find Christians who can wear anyhow thing, and then you find Christians who largely there is no understanding of who Christ is. You know why? They were not called out. And the devil likes it so. There was a time I was thinking, and then I was like, Lord, why will places like Liberia, that was 97 thereabout, 97% Christianity, turn now to 96, 94, 95% Islam after the war? And many other countries like that. And the Spirit of God will always tell me, the kind of Christianity that was there at that time before Islam took over, go and check it. Is it the kind of Christianity that was based on the truth of God's word by conviction, or just by family relation? So you find that's why you are still a Christian, but you are still tribal in your mind. This is how we do in our place. Have you heard it before? A Christian is saying, this is how we do in our place. So in our place, what is our place? What is his new place if he's called out? He is a saint. Called out of darkness. There's, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creation. No affinity. Bible says that in Christ there is no Jew, there is no Greek, there is no Scythian, there is no Yoruba, there is no Igbo, there is no Ijesha, there is no Ilesha. So the first thing in understanding the essence of the church is we are called out. We are called out of our family ties. That means we don't have a bondage. Let me don't use the word bonding. We don't have something that looks like a bondage between us and our families. We love our families. We honor our father. We honor our mother. We honor our family. We love our brothers and sisters. We are with them. But when their path goes into the way of error, what is our attitude to them? We are no more with them. You remember when Jesus Christ was teaching and preaching, and they said, your mother and your sisters are outside. You don't remember? What did he say? He said, who are my mother, my father? He said, these ones who do the will of God. That is the attitude of a Christian. Can I shock you? More of our commitment goes to you than our own family. Is the truth. And it's not something to brag about. I'm called out of family ties. If one of my so-called biological, family member is not going to follow the way of Christ, he's not a member of my family. You do understand that? If anyone that my biological family, I'm using the word biological because I'm connected to them based on what? Flesh and blood. But I'm connected to some other people based on the flesh of Christ and the blood of Christ. That one is stronger. That one is what will last. If the church understood this, will there be selfishness? You see where our problem is? Our problem is a foundational problem, lack of understanding. People came into the faith without understanding the essence of the faith they come into. So, the church is a powerful force on earth. The church has within its system the backings of the heavenlies. The church is the expression of God on the earth. That's why Jesus made a declaration that we have no phantom. He said that gate of hell cannot prevail. You know why? The church has an overcoming force operating within it. We are the ones stopping the Antichrist. You don't know who we are. It's because we've not been taught to be called out. That's why we are weak in the system of the world. The church will be persecuted. You see, persecution increases us. That's the power of the church. When you put us under fire, you have only increased our strength. Because we are called out of what you are using to scare us. Jesus said, I will build my church. So the church essentially belongs to Christ. Imagine, we are connected to Christ. Such that when Paul the Apostle was, persecuting the church, Jesus practically came in person to do an interview with him on the way to Damascus. Why are you persecuting me? Jesus never said, why are you persecuting my people? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Why didn't he say my people? The word my people there will show a little bit of a slackness, a difference, a gap. There's a gap involved. But when you say, why are you persecuting me? Is it Jesus Christ that Paul is directly slapping?
No.
Like that. But Jesus knew that whenever you do anything against a member of the church, you are confronting Christ headlong. And Jesus Christ was simply telling Paul, why are you doing this? You cannot kick against the priest. Let me tell you something. If Paul had not surrendered that day, he would have been a mess in his life. A terrible mess. Because Jesus told him, you can't kick against the bricks. It's like using your leg to hit block. Who will wound? So Jesus Christ saying you cannot kick against the bricks means block. A hard material. So if he's saying you cannot be kicking, because if you are kicking against the bricks, who is affected? So those who persecute the church, who are they wounding? Themselves. Get it clear. The slaughter of Stephen or the slaughter of James is not a reduction to the church. You have simply given reasons for multiplication. And take note, that member of that church is taking up in glory. When we understand this, you see, because we are called out of family ties and tribalhood, locality mentality, world system, we are called out of world system, the power of darkness. We are called out of the power of darkness. Let me put that also, very, very explicitly. We are called out of the power of darkness. These are the things that make us understand what they understood. Oh, Lord, help me. Even me, Lord. How did you come to the church? We were born into the church. When we were now born into the church, we were now christened. It's a Maloruko in the church. When we now grew up, we now grew up in the choir of Sunday school. And then, you know, we are always doing Zobo and Bonds anniversary. That's how we all grew up. And every program run by the church is focused on what look like you are not called out. You know the word is terrible now. Ask God to give you promotion. Ask God to give you. That's not the essence of the church. See, you know who the church is. The church is called out. We are higher than the system of the world. We are higher than it. By default. We are higher than the system of the world. You know, the Lord is opening my understanding. He said, you know what is the church? Let famine occur now in the whole world. Church will survive. Because church is the point on the earth where God has connection, is with the church. Is the church on the earth that makes God to look at the earth. Is the church. That's why if you understand that, don't see yourself as one special somebody in the church. You are not special, you are just part of the body of Christ. All this special emphasis on people is not what Jesus said. It's a body. So let's bring it down. The essence of the church is that we are called out. So one, called out of family ties. You understand that family ties issue? Be called out of your family ties. The family you are called into is Zion. The church of the living God. The purchased saints that are cleansed by his blood. And can I tell you the truth? They are not just in your church denomination. So forget all this. It's our church that is teaching the truth. It's our church. Stop all that. You are the one that knows the real member of the church. Because you don't follow the doctrine of your church. No. They are scattered all over. Asia. Myanmar. Several places. India. China. Africa. US. Europe. God's children. The purchased of the Lamb of God. Waiting for rapture. Even Satan knows he cannot defeat us. But when the devil wants to weaken the stand of a church in a place, what he will do is that to reduce that church from what it ought to be. Because you can't conquer the church in a land. No. Not when they are called out. You, to conquer them, they must become the mingle with. Oh, you didn't understand. Are you following what I'm talking about? For them to be conquered, listen to me. If you hear Christianity was submerged in a land and Islam took over, go and check that church. That church is no more ecclesia. They became the mingled with people. And time will fail me to take into history. When church begins to do purgatory, Pope, you are paying Pope, fornication is the whatever is in the church among leaders. Is that church again? Islam will take over such a place. Catholicism and all of that, places where the Holy Spirit is no more in view, and many other things like that. So get this now. When you are saying, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, you no more have family. You don't. You only have a new family, which is those purchased of the blood. Your dad, your mom, and all of that. You know when I say you don't have more family, do you understand what I mean? That's what Jesus Christ said. Except ye eight father, King James language, eight. The real word is, except you love me more than, do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand? Yes, sir. Aha, so, except you hate father, mother, and your whole life also, you cannot be my disciple. So, yeah, my junior brother. If your junior brother does not follow Christ, he's not your junior brother. If your senior sister does not follow Christ, it's not your senior sister. You know what I mean when I say it's not your senior sister? By the flesh, it's your senior sister. But those of the household of faith, they are more connected to you. Amen. We are cut out of our tribal root. You see, the moment the Bible says we are called out of darkness, everything that has to do with all our tribal roots, Yoruba, they do this festival of yam, festival of this one, festival of whatever. We are what? We are called that. We don't belong there. Now listen to me. This may look, what is Robin going to say? Please listen. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Don't say what I did not say. I changed my name from Fatumbi, Ifatumibi. You know the reason? That name. There's something about that name. You know, it's not about there is a curse running our family. That's not the issue. The issue is now. I used to ask myself, and I won't answer this because I know maybe quite a number of people will listen to this. I used to ask myself, is it possible that I get to heaven? In heaven, will there be the name of any idol? Will God or any angel want to mention Ogunkola? You think church will be mentioned in heaven? The place of holiness and purity. God whose eyes cannot behold evil. That the name of no idol can survive in his presence. Will an angel want to announce you and say, oh, boo. Fatumbi. Eh? That it came to me as an understanding. Will it ever be so? Now, I say, I've not made this public. That's why I'm dealing with you. That's one. Number two, how can by my life, who is a child of God, they will still remember Ifa. Hope you know it's when they call my name, everybody remember that there's Ifa. Each time my name is mentioned, he remembers the worship of a spirit. And I'm called out. Now, you know, I've not first said that's what takes you to heaven. Did you get me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, maybe God will call down Ifa and just maintain Benga and then they will say, you are the one we are talking about. I don't know. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But how can I come to Christ and by my life on the street, my name is a remembrance? Name is powerful. If name is not powerful, why did he change Abraham to Abraham? Why? If it's nothing. Why did he change Sarai to Sarah? If it's nothing. Jacob to Israel, if it's nothing. Saul and Paul is the same thing. The same, different, maybe Greek and Hebrew or something. Why did he? Who surnamed Simon as Peter? Jesus, why did he give him that surname? Name is powerful. Why did God even have to send an angel to give names? And his name shall be called Samson. Did you see in the Bible? He gave names. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall deliver. The name is meaningful. Don't just wake up and just bear a name. No. So don't join the gang of people and say, they say, what's your name? Just say Rosie. Don't bear name like that. Don't go shorten your name. Ah, Rosie. Don't say like that. There's a reason for names. So well, I sat down and I said, people call my name and say, Oluwa Gbemiga Ifatumibi. Do look at it. Does it work? What's your name? Your full name, please. Oluwa Gbemiga Ifatumibi. Oluwa Gbemiga Shugbo Ifatumibi. Ifatumibi Shugbo Oluwa Gbemiga. It doesn't work. So that name Ifa is an idol. So by my life, I'm still connected to my tribal roots. And that's why sometimes because we bear their names and then we still respect them, they'll be calling us and say, you are part of this family, you must send money. I told my father, that name Fatumbi is connected to idol worship. Let's get it clear. It's connected to idol worship. It's connected to, it lifts up the name of Lucifer. In our family, there is that, if you begin to trace it, there is that. Hey, you see, let me tell you something. When Yorubas named them, they didn't just name them. This is one thing I want you to know. Because some will just wake up and think it's just like that. They didn't just name. When they said this family is dedicated to Ifeanyi, they call it Fatumibi. Some things just rule because when you see, when you say Jesus, Jesus, what are you simply saying? For he shall deliver his people from their sin. He shall deliver his people from their sin. Because the word Jesus means deliverer. So each time you say Jesus, you are simply saying deliverer. Christ, the anointed one. And Satan understands the weight of that word. So each time they call you Fatumbi, they are it's confession. Confession. They are making confession. That's the understanding I had. Then I went to my father. I said, Daddy, you are my father. And the Bible says, honor your father. What is your name? My father said, my name is Adebanjo. Ah, that's better. Adebanjo means kings gathers with me. Let me bear your name. Let's forget that idol worship trace. You see, it came out of my understanding. I didn't say go and change your name. Because I said, well, let's go and change your name. I didn't say you are going to hell because you bear Ogun, whatever. But you see, have you seen Ogun worship being done everywhere? Yes. Ogun worship is a remembrance of the God of Iron. That's idolatry. And you bear Ogun Somi. Ogun Wamiri. Ogun Fowora. Now, you see, the point is that the way our so-called some church fathers now pushed it is wrong. Because you are bearing that name, you know, Elo Shewenumo, go and do Irapada. Go and pray some prayer. That's not the issue. The issue must come from the understanding that, are you born again? It must not be by your life Ogun is remembered. That's what you are saying. Go back to your father and ask, how many names are you bearing, sir? If he's dead, trace it. If you cannot trace it, choose a name. Because you have been called that. I want it to be that when I'm walking, you remember what is correct when my name is called. It must be a correct confession. Amen. That's just that. So, and then tribal rule, tribal understanding. You know, why am I taking time? I'm taking time because it may be in part the essence of the church called out of tribal understanding. There is no Yoruba, this way Yoruba used to do, we are Edo people. You are called out. You are called out. You know, it is this tribal understanding that will make some people, for example, now, if you are not careful, because she is not a Yoruba person, once she does not kneel down, you know we can be fighting her. So you started greeting people that you don't kneel down. It is weird. You forgot that person is not in your tribe. You don't kneel down and greet me. No, he's not in your tribe. So give her that grace. Maybe she forgot. It's not someone say, hey, see, I'm not in your tribe. Why should I always be kneeling down? It's not also that. Hallelujah. So call that of tribal root. You see, in church, they are fighting that the general superintendent this time must be from Isoko. Because the Gala people have ruled as general superintendent for over 4 years now. Isoko people must come there. Politics. So now, have we are dealing with a complex matter. Have you heard of politics in the church? What do you call politics in church? It's tribal bondage. My people must be there. Called out. Understand that when we came to Christ, the cross separated us. We are called out of our local mentality, especially now, world system. World system. Now, the world system is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. The Bible says these are the things that are in the world. Anybody who is born again as a member of the church has no connection with anything that catches the eyes. Because that's what made Adam and Eve to fall. Are you with me? It looks foundational. But you must ask yourself, have I been called out of these things? Do I have the understanding? Now, if you are called, and then apart from that, we are called out of the power of darkness. That means the church dominates darkness. Imagine that. Who is the foundation of the church? Christ. And Christ is the one that John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in him was life, the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness what? And that translation said, darkness has never overshadowed it, darkness cannot understand it. Now, if that is the foundation of the church, who is the chief cornerstone? That means the church essentially is light. It means the church functions by a mystery of light. And what is light? Light is what paves. We see light itself is God. Nothing is hidden before it. That's one thing you know about light. Nothing is hidden before light. If there is any ministry, if you, the number one ministry of light is that it exposes. Nothing is hidden before it. So if the church is light, you know what it means? Nothing is hidden before us. Wherever we get to, we expose it. We give it, we dig around every secret and we bring it out. How does Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, 13 and 14 read? Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, verse 13 and 14. Ye are the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It's good for nothing. To be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Verse 14. Ye are the light of the world. Now take note of these instructions from the Lord. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the what? I say ye are the what? Ye are the salt of the earth. Who is he referring to? The church. What is the ministry of salt? Eh? To bring meaning. The world is meaningless. The church brings meaning. Now, let me ask you. See, why? I want to relate what we have just listened to. You are the salt of the church. You are the salt of what? According to the state, and you are the light of the world. According to the statement of Jesus, what is the function of torchlight where there is sunlight? It's useless. But a torchlight in darkness is what? Now, according to Jesus, when he said you are the salt of the earth, you are the meaning in the earth. Earth is meaningless. Everything that is going on the earth is meaningless. It's the church that gives meaning, that gives color. So that tells you that essentially, a member of the body of Christ, wherever he is, what's he planning to do? Eh? This is one thing I want you to begin to understand. When you say the essence of the church, you are talking about the salt dimension and the light dimension. You are practically to give meaning to wherever you are. You must be looking for how to give meaning. And the meaning, Christ is the meaning. The glory and the kingdom of Christ is the meaning. We are the salt. We are not the sugar of the earth. Hope you know, he didn't say you are the sugar of the earth. Because salt also preserves from decay. Is that not so? I said, is that not so? Salt preserves. Apart from giving meaning, the decay that should come on the earth, what is prevent? Who should prevent it? The church. And let me ask you, if you are in GSS3, SS3, 100 level or 400 level, in that class, you are what? Number one, you give meaning to that class. That department will be meaningless if you are not admitted. Two, decay is normal. It's not strange. The person that will preserve that place from the decay to flourish, the person that will preserve that place from decay to flourish is who? Is you, the church. So imagine, how should you always, you know, the person that is called out from family ties, tribal root and all of that, from the world system, from the principle of the world, there's nothing in the world you want to use to bamboozle him. Are you following me now? You cannot use 10 million naira visa lottery to bring him close. You can't pack jeep and entice a sister with it. You know why? She's called out of that. Hey, are you with me now? Church is people who can trek and pocket and still be confident. And it's nothing to them. Whether they use jeep or don't use jeep, it does not move them. Using it is to advance a cause. Not using it means nothing. Are you following what we are talking about? Because they've been called out of the mentality of the world system. To them, there's nothing like Mofe Shorire. I want to be successful. Oh, you're not with me now. Are you following me? There's nothing like I'm praying to be successful. No. Because they are called out of darkness into marvelous light. Christ himself is success. It's learning to walk with him that is important. Learning to grow in him that is important. Learning his principles that is important. Because the principles of Christ is success principles. If they were well followed. So please, I know this kind of teaching about, okay, that's the, your duty is not to go to school and then go to school. That's not your duty. Your duty while you are going to school is you are the salt in that school to bring meaning to decaying lives. And listen to this. Where do you hire? Thank you, Spirit of Life. Let me finish that. Salt earth. Understand that you are salt. This is the church. When we miss the understanding of this salt, do you know you will misbehave? You will begin to play with sin because you don't understand that you are the meaning and the preserver of decay. Look at how many homeless boys and girls do we have on the street? How many? Who should naturally shelter them? Eh? Church! It's our work. It's our work. You see homeless boys on the street, and then the church does nothing. Do they forget they are the salt? They give meaning. That boy you neglect on the street can one day be a terrorist. All the people shooting today, do you know they were once young? Hope you know they were once like this. Prostitutes of today, they were small. At a time, they were young. Yes or no? Homeless people. Are you telling me that the church cannot successfully take people in, build a large place for them where they feed every day? Are you saying the church cannot do that? Cannot build large schools that will be free for people? Are you saying the church cannot do that? The body of Christ can do that. We will not do that because we did not understand the essence of the church. The essence of the church, number one, is salt. We give meaning and we preserve from decay. Demons want to ravage the earth. It is the presence of the church that is putting the devil aback. Number two is that the light dimension. We are the light of the world. We are the, no, look at the Bible, say a city set on the hill that cannot be what? Oh, that cannot be what? So according to Jesus, the church has what? The church already is an elevated entity on the earth. You can't hide the church. Nothing can put the church underground. Are you following me? The church is like a city set on the hill that cannot be. You can't hide the church. You can't bury the church. They don't burn you. Islam or no Islam, government, you can't hide the body of Christ. He's already set. Now we pray to be set. Can't be it. You know, I remember somebody made a statement and I understood it now. I say this with all humility. He was telling some other friends and somewhere in one fellowship or so. He asked me a question and I simply told him. And he said, here is our brother. There's no way he is. You can't be hiding. You see, you are not expected to get to a place and be. You can't be. It's not prayer. You will not be hidden. Light does not hide. He comes out. He shines. He does not shout. You don't pray, oh Lord, don't let me be hidden. Just understand that I'm church. The DNA of Christ is in me. You are a city. Set. On the hill that cannot. Is that not what that Bible said? Is it not that cannot? Is it that cannot? What is cannot? What's the meaning of cannot?
Impossible.
So the church carries an inherent glory that can't be covered. No government can cover it. Let them try it. Many Islamic countries have tried it. Iran tried it. But what is going on now? Unless if they are not genuine. Watch the church in Libya grow forward. Watch the church in India grow strong. Watch the church in the Middle East grow mighty. It's a matter of time. It's a city set on the hill that cannot be hidden. It cannot. The church is like Christ that you think he was buried, but on the third day he shall rise. That's how the church is. He might go down and it looks as if he's been buried. You may rejoice for the whole day and say, we buried him. Just watch out. The stone will be rolled away. He will rise. Before you notice it, his voice will fill everywhere. Because the church has inherited in it the power to be on top of everything. You know why? He's carrying in himself or in herself the power from above. And he who is from above is above all. How can you be in a school and you are hidden? It's not possible. You see, hallelujah. You see, it's not bragging. You know, we are not dealing with going to say, my name is so and so, I'm a Christian. No. As you are, hallelujah. You will just sit down in class like this. You will hear somebody say, hello, can I meet you? Something in you will be radiating. I know what I'm talking about. You will be shocked that people will come to you for solution. Please, brother, I just feel like sharing my problem with you. Someone else says, sorry, maybe I should call my pastor. I'm not good at dealing with people's personal issues. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Can I please tell you this? When you live your life correctly, as a disciple of Jesus, as a church, just sit down. You will shine. And you know when I say just sit down, I don't mean laziness or idleness. You are just doing something quietly somewhere. You will come out. You are the church. We can't be suppressed. Amen. Now, one of the things you must... Now, this is the crucial part I'm going to. Ye are the light of the world. Is that not what he said? Ye are the light of the world. Jesus said in John 17, ye are in the world, but you are not off. But you must mark in the world. Now, take note of this. If you want light to shine, where do you put it? Darkness, yes. Do you know the height of light determines the coverage also of its shining? That's why I say a city set on the hill. Are you with me now? The height of light. The more higher that thing goes, the more you need a broader light. Do you know if there is a strong floodlight now and you put it here? Do you know all of us may be blind in this room now? Nobody can be blind. Very powerful stadium floodlights inside this parlor. Have you seen stadium floodlights before? You've not been to the stadium before. Have you seen, do you know what they call floodlights? Oh my goodness. You don't know what they call floodlight. That's serious. Floodlight is a powerful light that is so bright, like that of the sun, something like that. No, a very powerful light. When you put a powerful light into this parlor now, what do you think will happen? You will say it's too much. Is that not so? Mm-hmm. You said? Aha. Floodlight alone can blind you. But if you want a floodlight to do operation, it means you have a larger crowd and you have to raise it very high because of the intensity. What we are simply saying is that there are some lights you say, you know, it's more legend. Is that not so? Mm-hmm. That's what we are simply saying. That's what they call floodlights. When something is of high intensity, that's the floodlight. Now, every time you want light, I remember the Lord was bringing that to my understanding at the time. He said, each time I'm dealing with you, there's a content in light. Don't miss this. What bring out light? What you call light? You know, the globe, for example, there's something in it called filament. It's when electricity comes into that thing that it glows, that it gives light. Are you following me? Uh-huh. When you just buy a globe, does it come lightened? Uh-huh. There's something in it that must react with source of power to glow. Is that not so? We also must be connected with the Holy Spirit constantly to what? To glow, to shine. It is the depth of our continuous fellowship. When the Bible says, ye are the light of the world. Now, take note that there are various degree of shining. Various degree of impact and influence. Various degrees of impact, of influence, of relevance in the world. When the Bible says, ye are the light of the world. Yes, ye are. But there are various degrees to it. The level of your shining is dependent on the quality of the material and how well connected it is to the source. That's why for you to shine in a very powerful intensity, God regularly, through the Holy Spirit, deals and purges your life of every wrong and debris, every unwanted thing. He cut off issues that are not necessary. So that the more you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, there is intensity. Your influence and impact become so wide. Some can die like a torchlight. They are Christians. But others are, they seem to be growing and glowing and glowing. And because God keeps purging them and they are well connected with the Holy Spirit consistently. Now please listen before we close. God has made you a light. Understand that as the church also. Now I'm dealing with you as an individual and then collectively before I will close. Now, as the light of the world, God had no problem in setting us on a height. But the issue is, Are we going to allow him to purge our life? So that as he purges our life, are we going to remain connected to the Holy Spirit in fellowship so that we can glow? Now understand, he wants you and me to be light. Now take note. Anytime you see, where did God put sunlight? Below or up? Eh? It was up. Because of the quality of intensity, you have to put it up. So that everyone, Jesus said, will you light a candle and put it where? Under the, where will you put it? Put it on the candlestick that it may light everyone in the house. Is that not what Jesus said? Let me tell you this. Every church, you see, let me just use that word. Everyone who is called the church must be looking for a candlestick top. Not under the bushel. Are you with me? Jesus said, do you find that scripture with me? Is that not that simplicity? Please read the next place before we close.
Neither do men light a candle.
And put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick,
and it giveth light unto all that are in
the Everybody listen to this. It giveth light to what? Every all. Under the bushel, will everybody get light?
No.
For everybody to be lighting, it must be on the top. Is that not so? On the candlestick. And if you put it on the candlestick, do you still put it under?
No.
You have to put it on top. Where the light can light everywhere. Is that not so? Listen to this. This is where the church missed it. We want to light men. Hope you know, I'm dealing with two issues here. As Jesus has made declaration, we are the light of the world. There is now a training by the church so that we can be trained as effective lights. Are you with me now? We need to be trained. That is the discipleship. Where we are trained, where we are equipped, Ephesians 4, where we are, you know, we are raised. In the way we should be raised, we are raised to become who we are supposed to be. We are raised to be what God has declared us to be. Are you following this now? We have been declared as a city set upon the hill. We have been declared, but we must be trained and equipped to be that thing. Do you understand? So, the church supposed to... Now, each time you want to raise a light, where do you put that light? On the candlestick where it can light every... Do you know that is what you do to light? If I know that everybody that God has given to me as disciples in my church or as a pastor, they are potential lights because the Lord already said we are the light of the world. Now, in training and raising them, we don't train and raise them inside under the ground. We don't train and raise them and put them, I mean, under somewhere. Where do we raise and train them? Where they can light everybody. What does that tell you? The church supposed to be looking for leadership position to install every Christian. Do we have church saying we are looking for, if we want to, if a brother comes to us and say, I want to be a policeman, how should the church raise him? To be the number one policeman in the country. Why? Where he can light everyone. Do you understand?
Yes,
so the first eyes that the church must have is what? Every leadership position. Because you cannot put a light under a bushel and it's lighting everyone. Does it light everyone? Where will it light everyone? When you put him on top. So essentially, Jesus Christ is saying, as you are raising people, you are raising them to be on top. Do you know, as he raised his own disciples, he was raising disciples who can confront leaders. Eh? Who can match leaders. Who are equal to leaders. What is the benefit of investing in you? Revelations and depth, quality of life. And all you did was, you are the wife of somebody. You had children and you died. You are just one deacon in one church. You had children, you grew gray head and you died. That was all your life. But you are just a good man. No. If we hear that you are in 200 level and they want to do election in your school for your department, we must already come and call you. They want to do the election in your department. Say yes. Have you prayed to God if we'll have you go there? Because our house is where your light can what? Light everyone. If they do a meeting, for example, Student Union Government did a meeting that so and so will not take place again. Once they sign that law, can you see anything? Talk to me now. If you now come out and say, hey, no, it cannot be, you are a rebel. But do you know that when we raise you as a light, where you can light everyone, we are considering how we can go and plant you in leadership among SUG. It may be strange to your hearing because the church did not raise us to be looking for what? The top. Do you light a candle and hide it under where? Wisdom. Where should you demonstrate wisdom? Inside your room. If you are the teacher in a school, you should aim at how will I be the light? Please, light is by intensity and by height. Hope you know that. So it's not just that, no, I will just be where I am. Mm-mm, you are also looking for space under God. Excuse me. If Daniel was not at the top, would it have been easy to influence Babylon? Are you with me? If Esther was not the wife of the king, how easy will it be to stop Haman? I'm asking a question. The Jews will have died. God wanted to raise a deliverer for Israel. Why did he first send Moses to be at the top? Where was Moses before God called him out? He was the next to Pharaoh. When he came back, they knew, look, he could have been Pharaoh. Is that not so? God is interested in leadership. Leadership at every strata. So don't ever think you know why we are not bold to have to raise people as leaders. We don't have eyes for our ministry as the church as light. You see, you will be convinced I'm the light of the world. Hey, may God bring that conviction to you. I'm the light. Without me, they will be in darkness. Without me, things will scatter. I ask you a question. All our governors and presidents, are they born in me? At least most of them. All the governors we've been voting for and the councillors, are they born in me? Why are you not expecting thugs to increase? You know, we sit down and we complain. Do you know the most foolish thing to do? You did not create solution. You are complaining that those people are causing problems, but the solution is with you. You do understand? You are complaining of problem when the solution is with you. That's a foolish reaction. This locality, for example, now is going to choose councillor. Are you with me? Do you know that if we choose a counselor that will embezzle money, don't you know that we are going to have a lot of problem on the street? And this place is dominated by a lot of Christians. Is it wrong for churches to be saying, for the counselors of year after year, we will raise many of our youth as correct lights who can equal a correct counselor that will bring glory to the name of the Lord in this locality? If we are doing that, and every youth that is a correct born-again child of God sees itself as that I can be a counselor and I will bring glory to God, are we going to have problem again in that place, as far as that place is concerned, if there is a correct counselor that is a child of God? No. But because we don't have eyes for leadership, we said politics is a sin. If even class captain, you don't want to do. Let me give you an example. In my school, I was the senior prefect. I was made the senior prefect. You see, as the senior prefect, as the number one boy, the senior prefect boy in the school, you know I am the most respected. Is that not so? If everywhere I go, what's everybody saying? Yes, sir. Senior professor, senior professor. If I stand and I say, what are you people doing there? Is that just a school? What are they doing? Everybody saying, senior, senior, senior. Is that not so? Is that not light with height? You know, this like the senior prefect, I'm like the president. At least of that school. Is that not so? Do you know that when I stand on the assembly ground and I open SOP, Song of Praise, I woke the morning. Is this not that is I'm not the chapel prefect, though, but I can tell the chapel prefect that I want to lead. You do that not so? I can. Because chapel prefect is under me. Do you know? I think I led the whole school to Christ. I'm telling you. Because whether you will accept Christ by force or by, I don't know, as it's not that you will listen to me. Is that not so? Can I enter a class? Even if Muslims are in that class, who is standing before them? This is not prefect boy. That is height. And I remember one of the people that put this thing in me is the geography teacher. He said, now that you are not very, he made some certain statement. God has given you a space. And we use it to take the school for the Lord. Class to class, giving the gospel. Because he was the senior prefect boy. If they say social people wants to do they want to bring bash, they will carry girls to one party. Who must approve it? We must do that meeting together. Can that meeting hold? And then I'm there and I approve it? No. Let it be clear to you that wherever you are, let me give an example. This home, for example, God placed me as the head. Hope you know, if I am like this, you don't know if it will affect the house. You don't know. The quality of your life and the height where God placed you is powerful. The church is the light of the world. But the church is running for leadership. Do you not know when we want to be raising leaders? Now when things are scattered, we now want to be forming our party. We now want to start leadership. And it looks like we are late. But when can it start? First of all, understand that you are a disciple. You are called out. Wherever you are, you don't let me hear you. They say class captain, who should first volunteer? When they say they want class captain in this class, who should volunteer? I would like to be the class captain. Please, what is in your mind? I am the light of the world. That's how it is. All the today's governors and presidents, is it today they started becoming governor? They started with some small leadership. Small leadership. I close with this. Islam have eyes for leadership than the church. from young, his son begins to train to be a leader, to be the voice, to stand there. How do we, in the elections, do you know many church members did not have voters' card? Do you know that? I was asking Toby, do you have voters' card? Ayo, do you have voters' card? Joseph, do you have voters' card? Okay, you collect it. Me, I didn't have. Eh? It's paper when you have. Who has a voters' card there? So. Do you vote? You voted? Then. You see, some people collect voters' card and hide it within their Bible. You know, they have to practically be forcing church to collect voters' card. Because what church say, hey, they are the ones, there's no heights for leadership. You go for NYC, you go to the university, they say they want, be there, I am the light of the world. I must be the light here. Wherever you are, be the light. Wherever you are, be this. And see, you can't be the light and salt if you have not been called out of sin. There are some things in Nigeria that makes me cry. It's like one of these that happened. Chibok girls taking because of what? Because what? The leadership permitted it. There is mayhem in our country. What we found happening today on the issue of protesters and other is a problem of what? Leadership. Who should be the salt that should bring meaning to the failed leadership of any country? It should be the church. Have we raised enough leaders? The essence of the church is to go as Christ's representative to make disciples. And see, anywhere we are asking you to go and be a representative of Christ, what are you going there to do? To make disciples. I'm asking you, how many disciples of Christ are in the house of Senate? If a disciple, imagine that a disciple of Jesus, like 20 of them are in the house of Senate, and they are praying in tongues in every meeting. Is it wrong to have a senator who is spirit-filled? I'm asking a question. Is it wrong to have Senate? Do you know even 5 senators, spirit-filled, are enough to scatter that place of any wrong agenda? Spirit-filled, 5 is enough, or 10. Who will say after meeting, we are going somewhere to hold our own meeting of prayer, of saying the counsel of God shall stand. Why? We are the lights in this place. Is that not so? I said, is that not so? But has the church been patient enough to begin to cry to God, to begin to raise people intentionally into those places? My word may seem to bore you today, but it's coming out of a body. And this is where we're going to stop and pray. Wherever you are ecclesia, called out. You must ask yourself if you have been free from all this. You are the salt, you give meaning, and you preserve. And you are the light of the world. The question is, are you the church? And understand, what we carry as the body of Christ, I will build my church. The gate of hell cannot prevail. The gate of hell will attack, but it will not prevail. That's what the word of God says. I want us to pray.